Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy today after some light morning flurries, high around 30 degrees. Racine police still investigating a fatal accident that occurred over the weekend in the 1900 block of 12th Street. The 24-year-old driver died of his injuries at Frederick Hospital, identified now as Rashad Morris. That car was eastbound on 12th. Police reports indicate it hit a parked car and then slammed into a tree on a parkway. Anybody who has more information is asked to contact the Accident Investigation Unit, 635-7816, or anonymously get in touch with Crime Stoppers of Racine County by phone, email, or text message. A bill that would allow local voters to raise taxes to fix roads around Wisconsin, hitting a roadblock at the state capitol. Legislation would let counties ask folks in referendum if they want to approve a half-cent sales tax to maintain streets and highways. That is something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss supports.
I strongly support the bill because we need to get more money in local roads, and there is nothing that is more in tune with our philosophy than asking the voters' permission if they want to actually spend on something that they consider to be a priority. For some people to say that somehow allowing the voters to decide is a tax increase is just flat out wrong. We have not been able to convince enough people in our caucus that that's the way to be able to pass the bill. So I don't think it's going to happen, but we're still going to continue our discussions.
That bill actually was scheduled for a vote last week in the Assembly, but it didn't happen. Another Kenosha County park is closed as of today for the removal of ash trees because of the emerald ash borer infestation. Fox River Park, including the hiking trail, the sledding hill, and the disc golf course, are all closed to the public as a logging crew safely removes ash trees now from the complex. County Parks Director Jonathan Rudy says Petrifying Springs Park is still closed for completion of that project, says it should be done hopefully later this week. Same logging company involved, they've brought in a second crew to start at Fox River Park. Racine Unified School Board is meeting tonight. That agenda includes a report on a partnership between the district and the Racine Public Library, a status report on a long-range facilities plan, evaluation of the superintendent listed under action items, and the public comment portion potentially to be dominated by members of the teachers and teaching assistants groups. They've promised that weeks ago, calling for extra time. They want to implement the High School Academy program at a much slower pace. Oh, and the Racine Public Library is seeking donations of yearbooks from Racine Area High School, specifically Case, Horlick, Park, Prairie, Racine Lutheran, and St. Catharines and Walden. Now, they'd prefer the stuff that doesn't have any of the writing in it. Donations can be brought to the circulation desk at the main library downtown. Any questions, give them a call at 262-636-9217. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be cloudy, high today near 30 after some light morning flurries. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.